¿Qué pasa, mi gente? Welcome back to Miss Momo. And today we are going to talk about a little serious topic that I was actually asked to talk about. So today's topic is going to be about toxic relationships. Yes, toxic relationships. Well, relationships in general. But then me and this person started talking more about relationships, and we realize, wow, we were and we are in toxic relationships. So I know this isn't really such a good topic to talk about, but like I said, I'll talk about anything and almost everything. All right, so let's get it. Let's start talking. So, like I said, me and this person are and we were in a toxic relationship. As far as that person, I'm not going to disclose that person's name, that person's relationship, nothing like that. I do not have permission to do that, and I will not do that for their privacy. But on my relationship, on the other hand, my past relationship, I was in a toxic one. It wasn't great. Trust me. What toxic relationship is great? This person claimed that they love me, that they would do anything for me, and would get so mad if somebody else had my attention. Sounds similar? Or it may not. But here's the thing. When someone else had my attention, like I said, they would get super mad because that attention coming to me wasn't from them. But get this. As I was getting attention from other people, while that person was getting mad, that person was actually giving their attention to someone else. This person cheated on me so many times. Never admit to it. Till this person moved away. Until we broke up. And honestly, I could say, I was never in love with this person. So why was I in that relationship? I don't know. I think I was going through this phase in time where I felt like I had to be with somebody in order to be myself. But that wasn't the case. Because in this relationship, I lost a lot of friends. Now, you guys are probably wondering, where does the toxic come from? You know, honestly, I lost a lot of friends. I lost friends I was friends with since I was in first grade. I lost those friends. I lost myself. I lost my relationship with God because I felt like this person was going to be my world. Not my soulmate, but somebody I was just like, oh, maybe we'll last forever. But we didn't. Which, honestly, I could say it was a really good thing. Because, yeah, I probably wouldn't be as happy as I am today. But luckily, I rekindled those friendships with my friends. And we still are best friends. And that, to me, is the most amazing thing in the world. I don't know what this person is up to now. But I can honestly say that I hope that person is doing good. That person is happy with somebody else, but I hope this person doesn't do what they did to me. As far as the toxic relationship and where it comes from, I was in college working on my degree to become a psychologist. Maybe get my master's, maybe own my own psychology, you know, business. Those right there were my plans. And honestly, those plans failed because I put my time that I should have put in school towards this relationship. So honestly, I could say this 100% honestly. I fucked up. I fucked up in college because I was thinking relationships are more important to me right now at this moment than it was for me to get my degree. this person hurt me mentally, physically, and verbally. This person has made me so depressed to the point where I didn't want to be around anybody. I felt like I was trapped in a box and it was locked. Like I couldn't even get out of that box. As that person just kept keeping me locked up in that, I felt like I lost contact with the whole world. You know, I ended up becoming more angry. I stopped hanging around the places that I used to go to all the time. You know, after college, I'd come home, you know, do what I gotta do at home. Then sometimes I'll head out to the pizza factory, grab a quick bite to eat, as if I was off. The pizza factory is probably like my favorite place to hang out because, you know, it's pizza. And I'm chilling with friends. I felt like I couldn't do that anymore because of that. You know, that person made me believe that they were always going to take care of me. This person didn't believe what I pretty much believed. This person, 17 years old, wanted kids, you know, wanted to live at his parents' house because he believed that his parents will take care of us when we have the baby. Honestly, that's not how I do shit. If I'm gonna have a baby, I want to make sure that I'm with that person forever, for the rest of my life. I want to make sure that I am married with that person before I start having kids. I want to be married for at least a year before I start having kids. Now, what that person didn't understand was how I seen it. How I seen the way I wanted it. So, this person got mad because I didn't want that. Because I didn't want to feel like I have to depend on his parents to make ends meet. I had a job that was paying at that time, I think $9 an hour, $8.50. It was one of those times. And to me, it felt like that wasn't enough. I'm the only one in this relationship. I honestly was the only one working. This person was taking my money, the money that I worked hard for, the money where it should have gone towards my schooling, my books, my phone bill. It should have gone towards all of that. Instead, it was going towards this person because this person didn't have a job, because this person didn't want to look for a job. That is where he hurt me mentally and physically, because he was hurting me. This person has gotten so mad at me before that this person pushed me against the counter. This person pushed me against the couch, grabbed my arm so hard because he did not want me to leave him. He did not want me to leave, you know, his house to go to school. He got mad at me because I wanted to learn. Where does that make any sense at? Honestly, you gotta realize that. You cannot get mad at somebody you say that you love because they wanna learn, because they wanna do good for them. As they're doing good for themselves, they're gonna end up doing good for you. But at the same time, a relationship is two people. It's 50-50. If that person is doing all the work and you're not doing shit, fuck off. Honestly, fuck off. Because you cannot be with somebody and expect somebody to do everything for you. You gotta help that person. You need to honestly help that person. Because that person swore that they would be there for you. And you say that you're going to be there for them, but you're not being there for them? What the hell? Why are you in a relationship? And the fact that that person cheated while claiming that they love me, is honestly the worst thing ever. Honestly, I could say, out of everything that you did to me, that was the worst fucking shit you could have ever done, or that you actually did. And your excuse was, I just wanted the sex. Homeboy, you could stick your dick in anything and everything. You see somebody walking and stick your dick in them? Just because you wouldn't get any from me? And honestly, I'm glad. Because my life would have probably been shit right now if it was not for you. If I stayed with you, my life would have been shit. Now the fact that I have a relationship with God, I could honestly say that I'm so much happier. The relationship I'm in now, I'm so much happier. Because I learned from my mistakes. I learned to walk away when they got harder. When I realized that the situation I'm in now, it was not making me happy. I knew I had to walk away. I knew I had to be somewhere where I was going to be happy. Honestly, it took me a while to find my happiness. I mean, it's going to take a lot of people a while to find their happiness. But guess what I did? I found my happiness. And honestly, I don't want to let it go. I just got to keep believing God, trusting God. And I'll be okay. Now, I did tell this person that I was going to talk about a certain thing. And let me talk about it really quick. I don't know so much about this because, like I said, I do not have children. But I do want to say, if you are a type of person that's keeping your baby away from either the father or the mother, that is horrible. That right there is toxic. Not only to that person, but to the baby. Because that baby is going to grow up and be like, who is my mother? Who is my father? Why would I never be able to see them? And of course, that parent's going to be like, oh, well, you know what? Your mother, your father did not want me to see you. Why? I don't know. Now, here's the thing. If you are having doubts about leaving your relationship, the person that you are with now, and you have kids, honestly, I always believe that you don't want to, you know, leave the relationship because you want to be there for your child. Honestly, I feel like at the end of the day, that child's going to grow up and be like, Mom or Dad, you could have left that relationship a while ago. Because at the end of the day, I want what's best for you. Because your happiness affects your child. You are angry. That child most likely will be angry, sad, or whatever it may be, or however it may affect that child. But the decisions that you make, the decisions that you make and the emotions that you have affects that baby at the end of the day as well. Because at the end of the day, that baby is going to see you. That baby is going to feel how you feel. Just like how babies could feel exactly how their mother feels when they're in that womb, it's going to be the same exact thing when this baby is in this world. If you're thinking, what's going to keep me? Oh man, I can't be alone. I can't do this on my own. Honestly, you can. If you got the family with you, if you got your friends that are willing to help you, continue to do what you do. Because honestly, you got this. Believe in yourself. Have trust in God, because God's always going to make a way. You already know. Toxic relationships aren't it. Happy relationships are where you need to be. Find your soulmate. It's going to take a while, but I'm pretty sure you will find your soulmate. You will be happy. You will be married. You will have kids. Because honestly, everybody deserves that. Everybody deserves to be happy. Anyways, you guys, this is going to be it because I have no idea what else to talk about. And honestly, my throat is hurting from how passionate I am about this topic. And of course, thank you so much for listening. If you guys have any more requests about what you guys want to hear on the next podcast, definitely hit me up. Miss Momo is out. Bye. And to the person I'm in a relationship with now, I just want to say thank you. I love you, and thank you so much for being my biggest fan. The one who always supported me, always believed in my dreams. And thank you for always keeping me on my feet, making sure that I was good, making sure that all the dreams that I have for me, myself, and you will always be accomplished. You are my entire world, my soulmates. And like I said, I love you and thank you so, so much. You are the biggest blessing I could ever receive in life. And like I said, guys, this is it. Have a great night. And I will see you guys next episode. Well, talk to you guys next episode. Bye.